perish a nishbro be yontif. Not even a beam that broke now on yontif, after it broke. V'yafal pishoy medes miyachshav. Lehethik, what are you going to do with this piece of wood now? Now that you have this big fancy wood, but it broke. Now that it's broken, what do you do with it? It's time with use for firewood. So really, you should be allowed to use it now on yontif. You're allowed to burn wood on yontif. So why does the Mishnah say you can't use it? Ho, yilubein hashmoshes. Lav lochi kaimom. Since at the beginning of yontif, ben hashmoshes, at the beginning of yontif, it was a complete board, beam. That's oimet to binyan, to build with, not to burn. So the klal is, kivun des katzor leben hashmoshes. Since at the beginning of yontif, it was set aside not to be used, the klal is katzor lekula yoimim. It's set aside for the whole day of yontif and not allowed to use it. Alma, what do we see? Islon looks of yomtif. Nageyat hilchas yomtif, as Tam Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, we hold from the Islam Muksa. Hilkach, therefore, when Rav Nachman learned our first Mishnah in Beyer, Muki Rav Nachman amasnissin the Arabi yomtif, who beisilach Rabbi Yehuda. He's that fine, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is according to Rabbi Yehuda. That is Sals Muksa. Over your medes lagado beitzim. We're talking about the mother now with the hand that you're using to raise. It should give off eggs. So you don't want to eat it. You don't have das to make a shkiter on it. Therefore, it's muksa. Or mishum muksa. The reason why you can't use the egg then, because since this egg comes out of such a mother, that's muksa, that's why you can't eat the egg. So Mel is no steer in Rav Nachman. Even though in Hilcha Shabbos, Rav Nachman says that Beis Hillel holds ain't muksa, that's only the Geirat Hilcha Shabbos. But in the Geirat Hilcha Yom Tov, our mission here, there's another Stam Mishnah that says ain't mavak and etzim and akaris. Afilu shenishbru b'yomtif, that we see on yomtif we hold yesh muksa. So Mari asks, good, you have a teresa, but a modern alocha. What should be the difference between Shabbos and yomtif? For the Gemara Michti, let's take a look. What's going on here? Man stamel masnitzin. Who put all the mishnahs a stam mishnah? I mean, they didn't put the name. Who said the mishnah? Who made up a stam mishnah? Rebbe. It goes according to Rebbe Shita. So for the Gemara, if it's Rebbe, my shino b'Shabbos. This stam lon keb shimin. How can Rebbe himself? Negayat Hilcha Shabbos, he's that fine like Reb Shimon. We hold you are allowed to cut the give the nevela to the klovim. If an animal dies now on Shabbos, even though at the beginning of Shabbos it was muksa, but now when it dies on Shabbos it's not usable only to give to your klovim, to your dogs, gesundheit, give it to your dog on Shabbos now. Because we hold like Reb Shimon, negayat Hilcha Shabbos, we hold ain't muksa. O Maishna b'yomtiv, how come here when Rebbe learned this Tam Mishnah yomtiv of ein mevakin eitzim and afilu shnishpra b'yomtiv, this Tamil Rebbe Yehuda. Hey, how come Rebbe did such a thing like that? How come Rebbe, again, Hilchas Yomtiv, his kind Lord Rebbe Yehuda? We hold Yesh Muksa. Therefore, since this beam at the beginning of Yomtiv was a chosh of a beam, you didn't have that to use it. It's like to build with. You can't use it now the whole Yomtiv. Even when it breaks in the middle of Yomtiv, and now it's usable to be burnt with, still you can't do it. How come he holds like Rebbe Yehuda again on Hilchas Yomtiv? So Gemara says, Amri, I'll tell you like this. Shabbos the chamira. Shabbos, that's a very chometic halacha. Like everybody knows, if you do a malacha on Shabbos, you chayiv misa. You chayiv skila. So people know Shabbos is very chomer. People by themselves stay away and don't do isurim on Shabbos. Therefore, v'loyosil zazulebor. The rabbanim were not afraid that people will be mezalzul, will take it easy on the halachas of Shabbos. Therefore, the rabbanim didn't have to put an extra strict halacha of muksa negayat hilcha Shabbos. Like the Rabbanim thought that the Klai Yisrael knows there's an Issa Shabbos. So they didn't have to put the Issa Muksa on Shabbos. We'll let you be lenient. No, get the Muksa on Shabbos. Now when the animal dies on Shabbos, we say, now you're allowed to give it to your Kelev. We're not going to be afraid if you give it to your Kelev now, maybe you give it to your Kelev even when it's really Muksa before it died. Because people know Hilcha Shabbos is very Chomer. They stay away. They don't do Isurim on Shabbos. Mashen Kain, Yomtev to kill. The Issa Yomtif doesn't have a Chiyav Misa. If you do a Malachar on Yomtif, there's no Chiyav Skila. It's only a Lav, you get Malkus at most. The Yosef is a Zulebei. Therefore, the Rabbanim were afraid that the people will come to be over the Surim of Yomtif. Because it's not so Chomer, it's not so strict. Therefore, Stam Lunk Rebbe Yehuda, the Machmir. Therefore, Rebbe wanted to be Machmir and again to Hilchos Yomtif to tell everybody, there's an Issa Muksa. Be very careful. When something was Muksa at the beginning of Yomtif, it remains Muksa the whole Yomtif. Even later, after the beam breaks, here, even after the hen has an egg, and now the egg is edible, but since at the beginning of Yom Tov, this hen was not aimed to be eaten, it was aimed to raise, to have eggs from it, it remains muksa the whole Yom Tov, you're not allowed to use it. So Rabbanu wanted to be machmer in Hilchos Yom Tov, today you shouldn't become to do other yisurim. Rashi says, Imakilum bochod kulo loyosla kule botvei. If it'll come to be make a little bit for you on Shabbos, the Rabbanim weren't afraid you'll take advantage and do other kulis also. Mashenkein vayomtiv, that's kill. There the Rabbanim were afraid, therefore they're more machmer. Hilchos muksa on yomtiv, they're more machmer. So Mar says, good. Aber b'mayah kimta. What are you zetting on? What is our Mishnah talking about? That Pesilu says, loy toichal, why can't you eat this egg that was born on yomtiv? We're talking about the mother was set aside to raise, to give off eggs. And therefore you don't have it in mind to eat it. So therefore the mother really is also muksa. Or mishum muksa. The machlokes is if you hold yesh muksa or ain muksa. Beishama he holds ain muksa on the mother. And what, even the egg now, even though it's noilid, he holds ain muksa. And Beisil holds yesh muksa. So that's the machlokes Beisil and Beishama. So Gemara asks, ihochi, if that's true. The way Rav Nachman learns the machlokes now Mishnah, Ademif legei bebeito. Why does the Mishnah only say a machlokes when the egg is born on Yom Tov? Liflug batana gerlis. Why don't we have a machlokes upon the hen, the mother itself? Let's say now you change your mind and you want to shech this hen now. You want to shech the mother to eat it. So it should be the same machlokes. According to Beis Shammai, it should be mutter. Even though at the beginning of Yom Tov, you had in mind not to shech the hen. You wanted to use it to let it, to raise it, to have a lot of eggs. So at the beginning it was muksum, that the Shama Shita is that as soon as you change your mind and you want to use it right now, it becomes usable. So why doesn't the Mishnah say a bigger Kiddush? That even the mother you're allowed to use. Should it sound like that? That the Shama says the mother you're allowed to use. So why doesn't the Mishnah say like that? If it's a machlokes a muksum, so it's negated to the mother also. So Gemara says, Le'adiyach al-Kerech de Veshamai. The Mishnah wants to say a big Kiddush according to Beishamai, the B'nei L'Tshari. It wants to tell you, not only is the mother mut if you want to shecht it, but even the egg that was noilet, like we said a Svar before, this egg was not around on the world, Erev Yom Tov. So you didn't have a mind at all to use it. So maybe I would think Beishamai is mut that's muksa. Kamashma on the Mishnah know that even the egg is mutatit. So that's why the Mishnah only puts the machlekes by the egg. So Mar says, but true, but let's still, the machlokes should still be upon the mother, and to tell us the chiddush in Beisilu, that Beisilu says, the muksa asiri, that not only is the egg osir, because the egg, I can tell you, maybe because it's noilad, the egg was first born today, maybe that's why Beisilu says, loy toichal, don't eat the egg, because the egg was not around at all yesterday. But maybe the mother that was around yesterday, maybe Beisilu would say, the mother you are allowed to eat. So therefore the Mishnah to say a machlokes by the mother, to tell us the chiddush in Beis Hillel, that not only the egg you can't eat, but even the mother you can't eat. Since at the beginning of Yom Tov, the mother was set aside not to be used to eat. The mother was set aside to raise eggs, it's muksam, so even later in the middle of Yom Tov, you change your mind and now you won't eat it, the Mishnah should say, still it's asur. So again, there's a kasha. Like, why doesn't the Mishnah say, even the mother, you're not allowed to eat according to Beis Hillel? The chitame, maybe you want to answer me, that the klal is, that we always rather hear a chiddush, something that's mutter. If you can say something you're allowed to do, or else you can say something you're not allowed to do, like we always say, there's no kunst to say it's osir. Anybody can say it's osir, you can't do it. Anytime you have a suffix, be machmer, don't do it. The kunst is though to say it's mutter. So the klal always is, it's a bigger chiddush to say something's mutter than saying something it's osir. So therefore, I'd rather tell you the machloek is by the egg, to tell us the chiddush according to Beis Shammai. That Beis Shammai says, you know what's mutter? Even the egg is mutter. Now it's not only the mother, that the mother was just tama muksa. There Beis Shammai told like, Shita, since you knew about it before Yom Tov, it's good. But the egg, I would think, no, since the egg is nerled, maybe you can't use it. Kamashtu on the Mishnah, even the egg is mutter. So maybe there's a terrace like, that's why the Mishnah only says the egg, and does not say the mother. Samara says, no, still it's a kasha though. The niflug betavayu. Why doesn't the Mishnah say both cases then? True, you're right. It has to say the egg, to say the chiddush according to Beis Shammai. But the Mishnah should have said both. Tana goyles so medes legado beitzim. In the case when you have a hen, that it's omit to be used to raise, to get eggs out of it, the locher is, he you beitzosa, the mother and the egg, Beis Shammai yermim tiyochel. Beis Shammai says both of them you're allowed to eat. I don't know from muksa, I don't know from noilad. Who beitzil loymer, beitzil says loytechel. You're not allowed to either one of them you can't eat. Not only the egg can't you eat, because it's noilad, but even the mother also you can't eat. Because I hold like a Yehudi Shita negated to muksa. So this is one kasha they have on Rav Nachman Shita.
is according to you, Rav Nachman, that you're saying the machlekes in the Mishnah veisham and beitilul is a machlekes in mukser or not? So a kashan of Nachman is, what does the Mishnah only say? The machlekes by the egg itself, the Mishnah already should have said, hiyu beitzosa. And Tosafot speaks out, even though whenever you say koyach tater rodiv, koyach tater means churat teretz. We would rather say a heter than an isser. So that's why we'd rather say just the egg and not the mother. So Tosafot says here that the Gemara's kasha really is, because it's a very short way. All you have to do is just say one more word. You just have to say hiyu beitzosa. So since it's so simple to say both of them, it's a kasha of Nachman. If the machlekes is a muksa, the Mishnah should have said it already both ways. The Mishnah should have said hiyu beitzosa. The mother and the egg, both it's a machlekes beisham beitzilu. So that's why other Amoraim don't like Rav Nachman's pshat. But this is one kasha on Rav Nachman. It's not a tiyufta to Rav Nachman. It's just a little kasha why other will soon see now say other pshatim in the Mishnah. Vaita. Elohim Rabba. So Rabba didn't like Rav Nachman's pshat that the machlekes should be a muksa, because to this kasha it should say hiyu beitzosa. So Rabba says another machlekes. Elohim Rabba. L'yoylam I'll tell you v'tarna goylas ha-medas lachila. Our Mishnah Kedidim, we're talking about a hen that's oimit teshech teat. And it's not muksa. The mother is mamish and a noichel. So the question was then, why does Beis Hillel say, loy tuch, you can't eat the egg? It's a piece of chicken, that's all it is. The mother is chicken teat, so why can't you eat the egg? It's a mamish and a noichel. I'll tell you, talking about a special case when Yom Tov comes out on Sunday. So what's the yisa then? You have the egg now that was born today on Sunday, Yom Tov. Or mishum hachona. It's awesome that the raisa to eat this egg, mishum achona the rabba. Famous achona the rabba. What does achona mean? Uksava rabba, rabba holds like this. That called beitza de misyal de idna. Any egg that was born today, it's born today on Sunday, first day Yom Tov. Meyesma gomrlo. It was finished in the mother's stomach yesterday. So comes out Shabbos, finished this egg, so you're eating an egg now on Yom Tov because Shabbos finished it for you. The rabba the time, and rabbi says that's also to do. Rabbi goes according to his shita. The yomer rabbi says like this. My dichtiv, what does the pasuk say? For hoyo b'yoyim hashishi, it's the sixth day Friday. The hechinu es asher yaviyu, prepare yourself now on Friday for tomorrow Shabbos. So the klal is choyel mechin l'Shabbos. A weekday could prepare for Shabbos. The choyel mechin l'yomtiv. A Friday, a weekday could prepare for yomtiv. Aber v'ein yomtiv mechin l'Shabbos. V'ein Shabbos mechin l'yomtiv. Shabbos or Yom Tov does not have the right to prepare for the next day. So, Mel, this egg that was born today on Sunday Yom Tov, when was it prepared? When was it finished? It was finished on Shabbos. So, if you're going to eat this egg today on Yom Tov, it comes out, you're eating an egg that was made from Shabbos. Shabbos is the day that's finished, prepared this egg for you. So, the Chur, even though you didn't do anything, it's only B'day Shemayim, that's the Chiddush of this Pasuk, like Rashi says. Ve'chinu, Rashi says. There's minu. You have to prepare yourself. Going mikan on the yochel lemocher. Di mishum achone b'dayim. Because if the pasuk means literally, you have to prepare the food before Shabbos for loyma to tell us sheyoyful v'yavashim avoy yoyim that you're supposed to bake and cook before Shabbos. The edyiksev. I have other psukah for that. As a shetuayful waifu. It says what you want to bake, bake on Friday, not on Shabbos. So what's this new pasuk of ohoya v'yoyim hashishi v'achinu that Friday you should prepare yourself for Shabbos? What's the new chiddush here? El hazmon of a pair, comer. It means you have to prepare yourself with your mouth. Whatever you want to eat on Shabbos, prepare on Friday what you want to eat. Say it out, I want to eat. Oksir b'yom ha-shishi. Ostam shishi cholhu. The yasur rachmon l'sud ha-shabbos yizminu b'yom b'chol. Any food you want to eat on Shabbos, you have to prepare it, you have to speak it out, you want to use it Friday. Now the klal is, v'yein yom tev mechel l'shabbos. V'yom tev nam mikor Shabbos. Oh boy, is Sudas Hazmona. A Yom Tov is also called like Shabbos. Also, its Sudas have to be prepared beforehand. The Yazmanosa Bechol has to be prepared on a weekday. Abu Sudas Choyol, a Sud you want in the middle of the weekday, that's Lech Hashiviv, Lech Shaycha Beyazmona. It doesn't have to be prepared beforehand. Hilkach, the Yechot B'Shabbos B'Yalma on a regular Sunday, Leslo on the Mesa Beta Shinol the Bay. And a regular egg that's born on Sunday, there's no Isser. Even though Shabbos yesterday prepared today for Sunday, but Sunday does not need any preparation. There's no din preparation for Sud of Sunday. Meshum diaskin b'day shemayim. The Sud is chol layatzach rachmona zimun v'boy joim. L'shaycha bey muksa. Ma'ashenkin on a Shabbos or on a Yom Tov. Since the Shabbos and the Yom Tov, it's Sudis. Hachoshev is Sudis. The Pasuk is saying the hachona. any preparation for this suda has to be done b'chol, has to be done on the weekday. Mashenken is Shabbos does not have a right to prepare for Yom Tov. So if you're going to come and eat this egg now on Yom Tov Sunday, what prepared the egg? Yesterday Shabbos. So you'll be over the Yisra Achana, therefore the Yisra Achana says you're not allowed to eat the egg. That's the way Rava learns. That's very good, the Machlokes the Mishnah. It's only Machlokes negated to the egg. It has nothing to do with the mother. The mother is not Luksa. The mother, you could shech and eat the mother. Everybody holds like that. It's only a shal upon the egg. Since the egg was created yesterday on Shabbos, so Shabbos is preparing it for Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it. So it comes out, the Mishnah really only comes to answer on a Yom Tov that Sunday. Mashenka, the Yom Tov in the middle of the week, what prepared the egg yesterday, Erev Yom Tov? It's Mutter. So that's the Gemara's Kasha now. Omalei Abaya, Ela Meyatov Yom Tov the Yalmut Ishtori, on a regular Yom Tov comes out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, there should be Mutter to eat the egg then. And now Mishnah says, Tam, Beitish, and all the Yom Tov, Mash, many day Yom Tov, you can't eat it. And the Gemara in Echnami, it's Gzera, it's only with the Rabbonin. Gzera, Mishim Yom Tov, Achra Shabbos. It's Gzera, if you leave it today when Yom Tov is on Thursday, maybe leave it when Yom Tov is Sunday. Therefore, on any Yom Tov, the Rabbonin made Gzera, you can't eat the egg that was had born that day. For the Gemara, the same thing, Shabbos, the Yalmut Ashari, any regular Shabbos should also be Mutter. Because what prepared it? Friday. Friday is Chol. Same terrace, Gzera, Mishim Shabbos, Achra Yom Tov. We're afraid when Yom Tov was Friday, so then you can't eat the egg that's born on Shabbos, because what prepared the egg on Shabbos? Yesterday, Friday, which was Yom Tov. So Gzeira, when Yom Tov comes out on Friday, that no Shabbos can eat the egg when it's born on Shabbos. For the Gemara, is it true that you make such a Gzeira? Omigas Rina, what Tanya we learned? Ha Shechet es Tana Gerlis. If somebody Shechet es Tana Gerlis, O Motza Babetzim Gemuras, and you find inside the stomach a complete egg, is Mutaros Liechlam Yom Tov? You're allowed to eat it today on Yom Tov. There's no gzeira. Yeah, on Yom Tov, you had a hen, you shechted it, and inside you found a complete egg. Now the kasher is, if you make such gzeiras, ligzer mishenhanach to misyadim b'yameyim. Like, why not make a gzeira? How could you say you're allowed to eat this egg now you find inside the mother's stomach? Why don't you make a gzeira? If you eat this egg, maybe people come to eat other eggs that were mamas born today on Yom Tov. So if you make such gzeiras, nageir to beit them on Yom Tov, you should make a gzeira here also. That not only when the egg is born, but even if you shech the mother and find the egg inside, we should also make a gzeira. So Maran says, no, Amalei, Beitza Gemuras B'mei Iman, if you find a complete egg in the mother's stomach, Milsad L'Shchicha, it doesn't happen so often. And the klal is, oh, Milsad L'Shchicha L'Gosu B'Rabbon. The Rabbanon don't make gzeiras on things that don't happen. Only things that happen often, the Rabbanon make gzeiras. Therefore, to find an egg inside the stomach is not shchiach. Therefore, on a regular Yom Tov, on a regular Shabbos, or a Shabbos, I'm again, you can't make a shchit on Shabbos. But on a regular Yom Tov, the Rabbanon did not make the gzeira. This is the way Rabbah learns Pshat Na Mishnah. That's another way to learn. The Rabbah learns that a Shailah is, it's also Midiraisa. In the case that Yom Tov comes out on Sunday, you can't eat the egg that was born on Sunday. Because the egg was finished in the mother's stomach yesterday on Shabbos. So it's considered Shabbos is being Mechin for Yom Tov, which is awesome. In other words, Shabbos is preparing, making the Maisa Achona for Yom Tov. Like Rashi and Tosfos speaks out, even though this is called Hachone B'dei Shemayim, it's not called we're doing the action. The action happens Min HaShemayim. That's the Chiddush of this Pasuk according to Hachone the Rabbah. That's still it's awesome. Alright, we'll stop here. For what B'nai God of B'nai Reuven did. For the fact that they did not want to live in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Chazal said that they were the first ones to go into Golus.